Talking today with Jim Reese, our State Secretary of Agriculture. Mr. Secretary, even as we speak, we've got a winter storm that's bearing down on our state, and we've got blizzard conditions. But the reports we're getting is, again, like last week, thus far it's been wet, heavy snow, which we just love.
We do love. We've had about 2 weeks of really wonderful agricultural weather, and it's been such a blessing to come from where we were even 3 weeks ago. You read the prognosticator saying how horribly dry it was going to be, and this totally has reversed. And things change. It could turn dry again, but the last 2 weeks have been absolutely wonderful for agriculture.
We've got a ways to go, obviously, to break the drought fully, but this is an encouraging sign, right?
Up to this one, there still hasn't been any runoff. There's still no reservoir buildup. So, this one might actually do that. There might be runoff with this one. So it is definitely a change. The last 2 weeks are a blessing that we're really thankful for.
I'm sure you're kind of keeping your ear to the ground with your folks out across the state, your other contacts. Make sure that in case some of our folks do have some emergency type situations, that Department of Ag can be a part of the response.
I got a call last night from our board member out there, Joe Ferris, to say, hey, what are we going to do if we can't get to the cows for a week or so and be prepared? And so we are prepared for that. We'll see how that comes along. It takes the governor and the National Guard and all those people working together. But we're prepared to do that if the time comes.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about a very interesting study that Secretary Lopez and his Department of Commerce folks put together that included agriculture in a very meaningful way with some of the other key economic drivers as far as industries are concerned in the state, saying that agriculture and biosciences and that related part of our economy is important.
That really is a big deal for agriculture. We sit out there in agriculture and we know that we're important, and we think that we create jobs and are important for the economy. But that was a study that took all of the job codes across every job in Oklahoma and paired it with locality, the wealth, how it generates wealth, and determined that we were one of the top five. Agriculture and biosciences was one of the top five ecosystems that will grow wealth for the state of Oklahoma. So not only are we, we're not a static industry. We're one that can create wealth for the state of Oklahoma, and it's really exciting to know the Department of Commerce is right there with us, promoting us and trying to help us create jobs.
How do you see agriculture creating wealth as we go forward this year, next 5 years, say, for example?
Well, we've created a lot of wealth the last 2 years with it's just food. We're providing food. One of the biggest growth sectors is food manufacturing. And so we sell a lot of our commodities as a bulk commodity. And to further process that product to get more wealth and sell it for a higher price product is an area where we need to pursue, because we sell too many of our products as a bulk commodity.
And we do have some great examples of that actually happening already as far as those further process type activities.
We have a Made in Oklahoma Coalition has identified 40 companies that work together to promote their products, and they sell $3 billion worth of processed food. And that's pretty significant improvement on the raw product.
When we think about, the idea that we do create wealth, it kind of goes hand in hand also that in rural Oklahoma, we're trying to provide a place that folks can really enjoy and be successful in living to help help that population maybe be a little more equally spread across the rural and urban lines.
Exactly. That certainly would be a ultimate goal, is to not only process the foods, but process them where they're grown. And, we need to assist our rural communities to continue to grow, find jobs. And we can't all live in the city, and not all of us want to live in the city. So the more jobs that we can provide for ourselves in rural areas is good for the state of Oklahoma.